And now for the political side to this, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here. And Ron, Senator Kennedy, he is the second longest serving member of the Senate. He was first elected back in 1962. What has been the reaction to this news in Washington?
Stunned and somber, Madeline. It has been a matter of waiting for the other shoe to drop since Saturday, when there was a great deal of concern about the senator after we first got news of his seizures. And then, of course, things took sort of an upward turn as he didn't seem to have had a stroke and people waited to hear good news. There are many different causes of seizure, as we're told, so people were hoping for better news than this. Now today, to receive this rather guarded prognosis, or this less than hopeful prognosis, was a tough blow for a lot of people. Bob Kerry, a former senator from Nebraska, was visiting in the Senate today and walking down the hallway, and his immediate reaction was to say, "That is so sad." Ted Kennedy was the only senator who, speaking on the floor, could actually bring tears to my eyes. At the same time, there is also a feeling that if anyone has the strength and the courage to face this, it would be Ted Kennedy.
Now, he is known as a liberal lion, but, you know, perhaps less well-known, I suppose, is that he crossed the aisle lots and lots of times. Immigration is one big example where he sponsored a bill with John McCain, and he did support President Bush's No Child Left Behind bill. So what's been the reaction on the other side of the aisle from Republicans and from the White House?
Quite immediately today, we heard from President Bush, who said he had gotten the news just about an hour ago, and he said he was praying and that the senator and his family would be in his prayers. John McCain, whom you also mentioned, the presumptive nominee to be the next Republican nominee for president, is also responding quite immediately to this. As you say, they have worked together, he and Ted Kennedy, and Senator McCain said he was hoping and praying that the senator would make a full recovery.
Now, Senator Kennedy was reelected just 2 years ago for another six-year term. What would happen if he did decide to resign?
Should he choose to step down and focus strictly on recovery and fighting this tumor, the senator would then be replaced by a special election, not by a gubernatorial appointment. That is a change that's been made in Massachusetts law quite recently. Just 4 years ago, in response to John Kerry's presidential campaign, the legislature there set up a new system by which a new senator would be chosen in an election that would be held no sooner than 140 days from the vacating of the seat, and no more than 160 days. So a window that would come up later on this year, possibly correspondent with the November election. But, of course, that's premature speculation, because at this time we have no information that the senator would be planning to step down.
Of course. And he was an early supporter of Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign. If he did resign, and as you say, it is premature, would that have any effect on Senator Obama's presidential campaign?
No, not directly, although I suppose it would be possible that Ted Kennedy might still make some campaign appearances for the Illinois senator. And I should mention that today, being Tuesday, the luncheon that is held every week by the Senate Democrats was in session. And John Kerry, the other senator from Massachusetts, another senator named Kerry, came to the meeting, gave some people the news who hadn't heard yet, and said that he had talked to Ted Kennedy by telephone and that he found Senator Kennedy to be quite optimistic, and he wanted to report that to all of his colleagues.
All right. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.